is one that they had for that day. So even though I didn't really like it, I was too lazy to make like a whole new sermon. So just thought I'd use it anyways, even though definitely not my favorite. So regardless, this excerpt just seems like represent the Jesus that I and many of you don't believe in. First slide. Do I need to like wink at you? Are there not arrows?
It's showing up on
the computer. Oh, okay. Technical difficulties. I'll just keep talking. Okay, there we go. Yeah, so it seems more like a super villain, like he or she would be all like, oh, the power in the world has been not like given to me, and go make everybody believe in my beliefs and obey everything I say. And we're like, ha ha ha, like the loading thing, right? kind of sounds like a bit of a manipulative like dance player, but he goes on to make a comment about how he's always with us and his next slide. No, that would be backwards. Wait for it. Suspense. There we go. He's watching. Always watching. I hope that's not get that reference. but anyways, I don't really like this idea of Jesus. It's not the Jesus I've heard about that helps the sick and represents the outcast, one that supports and loves all, and the prophet whose main purpose is to spread light in the darkness and peace during chaos. My point is that Jesus doesn't seem much like a preacher at sermons. We don't believe in a dictator Jesus. We put our faith in the Jesus that stands up even when it's hard and the whole world is against him. If it means doing the right thing, and the or is the path towards equality, he can do it. Springhouse embodies that Jesus. We open our doors and hearts to people of all religions, skin tones, and sexuality. We try our best to provide a sanctuary for anyone who needs a community to support and love them for who they are, not who others want them to be. The Springhouse community and everything that entails has played a strong role in shaping who I am and still pushes me and everyone else to become a better, we are an even better version of ourselves every week. It's in large part due to Springhouse and partially school that I've developed many of my fundamental beliefs. Primarily the one that everyone is entitled to an opinion, and no matter what that is, you should respect it. It only becomes destructive when people force their opinions onto others and have the desire to make the decisions in the lives of people that they don't even know. Respect, freedom, and equality are at the core of our community and our actions. Yes, if you could watch it, that'd be great. when we go out, we don't go out to force people to convert or to make them take our opinions as their own. Instead, we go into the world with open minds and the intention of helping and learning from others. We discover for ourselves firsthand what that places, culture, and people are like, and try to make connections between our own community. In this specific context, First Christian, you know those other guys over there, has played a role in expanding my and many other Medallion's horizons through trips to Paraguay, Detroit, and Nicaragua, where we got to interact and sometimes live with the locals, while also seeing many of the sites and learn about the history of the country or the city. each like individual family is very nice and very great. And not only got close to the residents of the places we visited, but also to those who accompanied me on those trips, whether I was meeting them for the first time or I know them for my whole life. You, like Anne, Kathy, Pam. switching gears a little quickly here. Having been part of Lindale for basically ever, I've experienced a lot of changes. First, we're moving buildings and sharing with Salem, then moved again and gave first. Then Lindale had a dog retire and actually step in, drastically changing Lindale and what I believe is for the better. Not trying to, call you out, right? especially since she brought a lot of people to fill our diminishing ranks. Right? I mean, look at how many are thousands of people in our church today. Yeah, so, can't even count all the days that I've been in the youth group, but I've enjoyed every single one of them. In the time that I've been there, we've had at least 5 ministers, and that range, youth ministers, not specifically average, the range of being with us from 1 to 2 years, despite some thinking that they'd be here for longer. And we've also had around 4 youth volunteers that were meant to stay consistent with the youth group despite the changes within the leadership. I am a little salty, maybe a little wet, a little, like, that's fine. And a small part of me can't help but feel that it's partially my fault that they leave, since, as I said, I'm one of the oldest within the group, and that comes with having the most ministers. Lucky me. However, despite the evolving more trust and abandonment issues, the group as a whole has, for the most part, remained intact with the 3 churches around behind us in support. I care immensely for my fellow youth, but don't tell them I said that. And sometimes I fear that they may fall apart every time someone leaves. But I've been proven wrong time and time again by these people I've known since I was little, who could not be more proud of who they have grown into and will continue to become. They are the future springboards of the world and can do anything with the sort of support of this assortment of congregations. That said, I've personally been the recipient of the undying love and support this community offers to all that walk through these doors. And I know that whatever my future holds, I will always be able to come back and find my own spring. You all have come together to support the other youth and I in our actions to teach the world, be it fundraising and showing up to the climate march, transportation to D.C. to fight against those wishing to oppress women and many others, or by being a crutch and helping fight for respect for those who people see as different and unworthy. Together, Spring House and its congregations support and welcome people who our society deems as unwanted, whether they come from within or without, and we accept and respect in the image of the God, yes. And Jesus sent their message of loving thy neighbor as thyself. In Spring House, I can feel free to express my opinion, like when I or one of the other youth is asked to do something as a part of the church service, though I know a few may prefer to stay in the shadows, when I ask you to read today, what's up with that? And whether it's one of the youth that worships or the Christmas pageant, which I really enjoy, it's exhilarating to be up in front of you guys and pretending like you aren't sleeping through our hard work. It causes one to feel included and listened to. And maybe you guys are just really good actors, but you make us feel valued and part of this community. And I say that word a lot, but that's what the, like that's the only good word that there is. I tried looking up synonyms. Yeah, so it's a lot like Corinthians 12 verses 12 to 27. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts are one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being a part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am an eye, I do not, yeah, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I do not need you, and the head cannot say to the feet, I do not need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker and are indispensable, and the parts that we think are less honorable we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving great honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is part of it. Sorry, that was like really long. I just need to like kill some time, you know? But thanks for laughing. Appreciate that. Gotta make sure someone's paying attention. This building and the people in it are where I and I am eternally indebted to you all. You provided me with a sense of hope that the sometimes crooked and misused Christian religion would become an outlet of love and justice instead of fear and anger. If we keep up with magnificent work, we'll continue to cause positive change and be the light at the end of the tunnel for so many. Thank you.